This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The new leaders of Afghanistan have said they'll need massive aid from the rest of the world to rebuild their country. Except perhaps for the presence of automobiles, life on a typical block in Kabul works more like a medieval village than a capital city. Afghanistan is a country without a post office, a telephone network, roads, or streetlights. Day-to-day life in Kabul is like turning back the clock hundreds of years. NPR's Jackie Lydon reports.
Children play soccer on the streets of Khali Fatullah, which is the name of a crumbling castle in this neighborhood. Their parents work at jobs like something out of a fairy tale. The woodcutter, the tinsmith, the water carrier, the carter of goods. It's a typical block, and it's where Mehri bakes flat loaves of bread, squatting behind a dirty rag for a door, over a hole in the ground that serves as an oven. She, the bread, and the walls are all the color of wood smoke. Expertly, she pats the dough flat.
My husband is very old, so I have to bake bread because I want to support my two daughters. So I have to do this hard job.
Another worker farther down the street is Mohammed Nasser, the water carrier. Age 20, he's illiterate. He pumps the water by hand, a sight you see anywhere because running water is rare.
I'm working for a bakery and I collect this water for the bakery.
You do this every day?
Every day, three times a day.
For this, he earns $2 a day. Khali Fatullah's streets, like many in Kabul, are full of people pulling huge carts with goods piled so high they nearly topple. And usually it is people, not donkeys or a horse, who pull the carts. This one is pulled by Syed Hodayat, 20. He's carrying gas canisters. Propane gas burners are used for cooking. As for heating, if you're lucky, you can buy a wood stove, handmade from the most prosperous merchant on the street, Mohammed Issa, the tinsmith. He looks a dapper 65. He's 45. He's beating a tube of sheet metal.
Because it is winter, we are making wood stoves and also pipes for the people to use.
So do most people use wood to heat their homes?
Yes, most people are using wood because it's much cheaper and cold or much expensive now.
Do you like what you do?
Yes, I like my work and I'm happy when I'm busy.
If you want firewood for Mr. Issa's stoves, you go down the street to the woodcutter. And if you're one of the lucky few who's managed to find a television set and you want a satellite dish antenna on top of your house, which is legal now that the Taliban have left, then you can get one made out of tin that looks awfully familiar, just like Lemon Pledge.
This is the metal that is coming from abroad and it's especially for this use. It's not a second-hand metal piece that he's using now.
But it says furniture polish on it. This is metal that would go around us, an aerosol spray of furniture polish.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can read it.
Uh-huh.
In a country with no infrastructure and little education, everyone wants something better for their children. What we hope, by God's help, say the people of Khali Fatullah, is that things will be different now under the new government. One of them showed a satellite telephone to his daughter, amazed it could call New York. You see, he said thoughtfully, this is what people in other countries were learning to make, while here in Afghanistan, we were killing each other. Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Kabul.